Hauser. Gary and Oscar Moran. And now we have seven commissioners in attendance. 2, 4, 6, 7. Okay, so we do have a quorum. Our next item is call to the public. We have several forms to be turned in. Individuals may address the commission on any relevant issue for an amount of time determined by the chairman, which is going to be 3 minutes. At the close of the call to the public, commissioners may not respond to any comments, but may respond to criticism or ask staff to review a matter or ask that that matter be placed on a future agenda. So I wanted to make that clear. Now that we have that, let me start off with, hang on, I got quite a few. Alan McDougall.
Yes, I'd like to, my name is Alan McDougall from Alpine. 23 County Road, 2089, Alpine. And I would like to yield my 3 minutes to Betsy. Or Chris.
I can take it.
Can I?
Why doesn't Chris start?
Chris, right. Start.
So Chris. I got it.
Thank you.
Get my clock here. My name is Chris Anderson. I'm a resident of Alpine. I've signed in, so you can have my information if you want to contact me about anything. About 2 months ago, I represented a group of very concerned Alpine citizens, and we've collected approximately 200 names, and we raised some funds. So we had an attorney group that we hired. All this is in opposition to the Gomez Project. And I'll read some of the things that the attorneys outlined, and then I'll kind of go into some of my own ideas. So it's been debated whether, you know, the ordinance or the plan, you know, which applies. And our attorneys feel that, you know, the original plan was prepared in 2001. The Apache County Comprehensive Plan, which plans are being adopted or readopted and incorporated into the Comprehensive Plan, that's language from that they gleaned out of the records before. And so we have, I think, in 2001, 2017, 2019, and 2022, you have continued to adopt the Alpine Community Plan. So in the space of all those adoptions and the support of the Alpine Community Plan, I've asked the attorney if he could furnish us with the records of any of the, if Mr. Freeman brought this up, that like was the word adoption of to make it into an ordinance ever used. And that would certainly clarify our point and help us in what we're trying to accomplish. I'll read a summary of what they wrote. This was provided to all of you, or we think, and we didn't hear any comments back. I don't know if any of you even took the time to read it. But in summary, they write, in the 2019 Apache Comprehensive Plan adopts the 2001 Alpine Community Plan, which Community Plan provides the Alpine Overlay Ordinance, a supplement to the Apache County Ordinance, and explicitly prohibits RV parks uses in Alpine. As a prohibited use, the RV park certainly does not further the intent of the Alpine Overlay Ordinance and should be denied. So we have a legal rendering of what we're talking about today. And so I want to spend a little bit of time now using the ordinance that we're all referring to, and that's the Apache County Ordinance, and that's section 1107, which is what this is kind of coming to a head about. So you can offer a CUP, but it requires special consideration so that they may be located properly, respect to objectives, da 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 da. And site characteristics effects on surrounding properties. Okay, that's a point I want to come back to. The proposed use will be harmonious and in accordance. Now this is Apache County stuff I'm reading. The proposed use will be harmonious and in accordance with the general specific objectives of the Apache County Comprehensive Plan and the sub-area plans. The proposed use will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained so as to be harmonious and appropriate in appearance,